2 years ago, teacher Maria Antonieta Santibáñez took part in massive demonstrations to demand a new constitution for Chile, one written by ordinary men and women, not discredited politicians. The draft that followed was ultimately rejected 9 months ago as too radical. Now, like many others, Maria Antonieta plans to annul her vote when she goes to the polls to choose a new, much smaller constitutional convention.
Last time, we could propose ideas for the new constitution. We elected people from all walks of life, not politicians. This time, there's none of that, so I would be betraying my principles if I validated this process.
Nearly 80% of Chileans wanted a new constitution that would guarantee better health care, education and pensions, and more equitable wealth distribution. Many also wanted gender parity, rights to abortion, cutting-edge environmental protection, and greater indigenous rights.
This second crack at changing Chile's 1980 constitution that was written under the former military dictatorship has been overshadowed by disappointment, especially by those who wanted major structural reforms. This time round, both the rules and the candidates have been decided by traditional political parties and Congress, from the far left to the far right.
In front of the presidential palace, center-left candidates try to capture voters' attention. Rodrigo Rettig goes the extra mile by borrowing a street musician's drums. He's confident that a commitment to guarantee basic social rights in the new text will be respected.
Given the constitution that we have, this new version is a major step in the main objective of fighting inequality. In other words, we need to advance 6 steps, but we'll probably only go 3. But those 3 are very important.
Conservatives, who are likely to win the majority of delegates, will focus on maintaining Chile's free market economic model.
This will be a constitution born from the failure of the previous draft, so we can't expect major changes to determine the future, but we can expect a greater opening of the political process that was lacking in our transition to democracy.
Most voters still appear undecided on whether to see this second chance for a better constitution as a glass half full or half empty. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.